Coming soon to a podcast near you, from the minds that brought you Ted and Tim's Brain Fart comes Dungeon Delvers, the story of two idiots blundering their way across the country in an attempt to deliver a package. Available soon on iTunes, Anchor, or wherever you'll find good podcasts.
Hello, and welcome to Ted and Tim's Brain Fart.
I'm Ted and or Tim.
And I'm Tim and or Ted, and today I have a question for you.
Excellent. What's the question?
Right. So I've been thinking, right, about Batman villains.
Okay.
Right. And specifically Batman villains, though, right? And I say that because sometimes you get a villain that gets too powerful for Batman and he just calls in one of his gay LL mates.
Okay.
So I've been wondering, which X-Man would be the best Batman villain that wouldn't provoke the JLA?
The best Batman?
The best Batman villain. An X-Man.
X-Man or someone from the X-Man universe.
Someone from the X-Man universe.
Because, as I say, there's obviously the X-Man and there's the
brother. I don't know. I'll tell you what, let's do the X-Man.
It has to be from Charles's school rather than from Magneto's band of villains.
Yes. All right.
I was going to go with Toad.
We might... With who? Toad.
That greasy motherfucker would be brilliant in Gotham.
You wouldn't even notice, would you?
He'd just fit in, wouldn't he?
I'll tell you what, we'll do an X-Men and then we'll look broader in it as we go.
All right, okay, cool. So,
does anybody stand out for you straight away?
As a villain?
As a villain.
That's not too powerful.
That's not too powerful for Batman to handle.
Nightcrawler?
I thought I had that in the pocket, but yeah, I think you're right. Nightcrawler seems to be the one.
Yeah, I think Nightcrawler.
Yeah, and if he wants to do a bit of thieving, Batman would have to try and figure out his teleporting, create some anti-teleporting bat belt thing.
Yeah. But he would never get too big, because his powers, although his powers are good, they're not powerful enough to concern the Justice.
So I mean, because Superman will get involved. He teleported, it's all right. I move so quick, I'm already where he teleported.
Yeah, exactly. And he's got a line of sight, hasn't he?
Unless he's already been there.
All right. I thought he had a limited range anyway.
He did, but he can go further if he knows the place, kind of thing.
I thought he still had a limited range, though, because there was a...
He's jumped around the world before. I'm sure in the film Apocalypse, he jumped around the world.
All right, because in the second film, when he appeared on... I only know my X-Man stuff from the films. In the first or second that he appeared, when Charles was trying to track him with Cerebro, he was teleporting weirdly, and he teleported in jumps, in bursts, across the continent of America, the church where he spent his time, rather than teleporting straight to the church. So I assumed by that, at a limited range, although he could teleport around the world, he'd have to do it in a series of...
I'm also going from the X-Men Evolution cartoons' vague memory.
Okay.
From being a kid.
Yeah.
And I remember that... When he was under the influence of somebody else, for example, in the film, he was under the drug.
Yeah, for the Striker. Agamemnon.
Yes, him.
Same guy.
I'm sure the reason he was popping in random places was because the drug was wearing off. He wasn't still himself, so he was still delusional at that point, so he didn't know where he was going. Does that make sense?
They never said anything like that.
They didn't, no, but I'm sure I remember seeing something like that, because I'm sure there was a similar plot in Evolution.
I mean, it makes sense as a thing. It wasn't referenced, but it makes sense as a.
And I'm sure I remember something somewhere about he does need light. He does need to know where he's going.
Yeah, he said that. He said that in the film as well. Yeah. He said he can make the jump, but there's a chance he might jump into a wall if he can't see it. But if he can see it, it's fine.
And I'm sure he says he can go somewhere familiar, but he runs the risk if someone's moved something. So if someone's put a desk where he thinks there's a space.
Yeah, jumping into the desk.
Yeah. And I'm sure there's also referenced, I think it might have been in the films, about like a speed he's currently going and height and stuff like that. Cause someone was falling out of a plane, I think, and he says, I can't get it. We're going too high, too fast.
Okay, because in the films, he definitely did it.
No, sorry. Because he went from the plane to where and back. I'm sure he was on the ground and someone was trying to... He couldn't jump into the plane or something.
Okay.
Because it was moving too quick. He would like appear, but the plane would still be going and he would just smack against the back wall kind of thing.
Oh, at full speed as well. Yeah. Yeah, that'd be brilliant.
So I'm sure there was a reference to that he has to be going roughly the same speed to...
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, so there was mechanics behind it. Some kind of thought at some point, you know what it's like.
Yeah. It's the sketchy. We need a reason why you can't do this and we better write that in now.
Or a reason why you can and a reason why you can't. But yeah.
Yeah.
So he wants to go like rob a bank.
He can, he can commit petty acts of crime and you know, do whatever.
He's a bit ninja, so he might have a fight with Batman. Batman loves a good scrap.
Yeah, he loves a good scrap. Yeah. He's wiry, isn't he? Nightcrawler. So I reckon, because in that scene where he first appears, he was pretty good at just popping in, popping out, and
yeah,
and using his powers to screw over the American Secret Service. So yeah. I'd give Batman a run for his money, I would have thought.
Yeah. So I think, obviously, Batman would eventually figure out his tactics and predict how he's going to move.
But then Batman would put him in a cell, put him in the Arkham Institute, and then eventually he'd break out with the Joker. You know, it's just...
Yeah.
You know, Batman never kills...
Well, no, as soon as he puts Nightcrawler in, Joker gets instantly released because there's only so many rooms.
That's how it works. Yeah. Batman's got to have at least one villain in the streets of Gotham, otherwise, otherwise he's out of a job.
Everybody just waits until Batman's caught, I don't know, 12 criminals, and then they're out.
It's not a life sentence. It's a number of criminals caught.
Yeah, that's why they all hate each other. Stop being the courage of the crime.
Yeah, that's why they're criminals.
You get caught, I get out. That's how it works, mate.
But yeah, his biggest downside was his lack of killing his supervillains.
Yeah.
Because if he just killed them...
Yeah, problem solved, isn't it?
Problem solved, isn't it?
But that's what Arkham kept preaching him. That's why, you know...
Joker ain't coming back if he's dead.
No, exactly. Well, he did. Several times, yeah.
Like, he cut his head off and put his head in a bonfire.
Yep.
Did that actually happen?
I don't know if that's actually happened.
Well, there you go.
The Joker is several different folk.
Okay.
I think at one of the points, a Robin is a Joker.
All right. But, like, all the other ones are just a bloke.
Oh, they're all just blokes.
So you just take the head off.
Yeah, you kill them.
And you put the head on fire.
It's almost like a Hydra situation. You kill one Joker and seven more rise to take its place.
That's fair.
Seven, I don't know why.
That seems a bit excessive even for a Hydra.
Yeah, Hydra only did two, but
the original one and an extra.
Even bonus. Hydra's going, for fuck's sake, come on, mate.
That's overkill, man. You don't need that.
Anyway, right. Other folk. I mean, I think Xavier might be too powerful for Batman.
He would, yeah.
However, if Batman was smart enough to make a Magneto cowl.
Yeah. I don't think he is.
Not initially, at least. He wouldn't know what's going on, would he?
He wouldn't know what's going on. And then all it takes is him not knowing what's going on. The only reason Magneto was clever enough to have the Magneto cowl is because he was friends with Xavier before that, and he helped him build Cerebro, and he helped him build the thing that prevented the telepathy as an extension of that.
Yeah.
So the only way Batman could beat Xavier is to first become his friend. And if Xavier's committing crimes, he's not going to want to become friends with the Dark Knight. There's no chance of Batman ever coming across it. But I think he might be too powerful for the Justice League as well, though.
The Martian.
The Martian's telepathic, isn't he?
Yeah, Martian Manhunter.
So
he would be like, whoa, someone's trying to go boop, 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 boop me. And boop, 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 boop back.
But there'd be like a boop, 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 war, wouldn't there? They'd be like a stalemate.
Yeah. But whilst, you know, Charles is busy fighting the Martian Manhunter, Superman's coming in with a super punch.
Yeah.
Superman doesn't care if the guy's in a chair.
Superman murder his victims, does he?
Probably not.
Lex Luthor didn't die, did he?
No, but Superman's used to fight bald people, I guess.
Superman's special power is
suspicious of bald.
Pagonophobe is a fear of beards. I wonder what the fear of not having any hair on your head is.
We shall research that during the episode.
Alopeciaphobe.
Fear of all hair.
No, that's a fear of losing your hair. Because alopecia loses your hair.
Right.
So, yeah. So
I think Charles is too powerful. The Wolverine, that's just a bloke, isn't it?
It's just a regenerating bloke, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
So, yeah, he'll be a bit vicious. I don't know if I scrap with Batman. Might fuck Batman up the first time.
To be honest with you, I think in a war, Magneto, in the initial fight, I think Wolverine is winning in that situation. I think the Wolverine... In a one-on-one fight with Batman, despite all of his gadgets, you've got a guy who cannot be killed.
Yeah,
and he's got an entirely metal skeleton. Batman hasn't got time to go off and make some sort of magnetic gizmo to stick him to the ground. He hasn't got time for all that.
Because
he'd break out of handcuffs, wouldn't he? Try handcuffing him.
Yeah, but he's not super strong. He was fairly strong. Don't get me wrong.
And now there's Batman. Batman's a bloke. Wolverine's a bloke.
He has tied up Bane before.
Batman's a bloke. Wolverine's a bloke, right?
Yeah.
Wolverine's a bloke who spent how many hundreds of years fighting different wars? 200 years fighting wars? Something Batman's like a Batman's a bloke that spent, what, 20 years fighting?
He'd be going for at least 60.
No. Because in order for him to be alive and fighting, he's not going to be 60 years out.
For example, his batarangs, he can use his... not his batarang. The ones that you throw, trap people up.
Batman's
bowlers, bat bowlers.
Yeah, but his all of his things rely on him taking the exact right equipment.
Yeah, but that's the beauty of Batman. Like I say, the first time, Batman will get fucked up, but the second time, Batman comes prepared.
Yeah, but I don't think there's going to be a second time. My argument is that...
The Wolverine will kill him
in the first engagement.
But the Wolverine will try and stab Batman. Batman's got, like, a stab-proof vest on.
Adamantium is stronger than a stab-proof vest. Adamantium is supposed to be the strongest metal ever created, can stab through anything.
All right. Yeah,
so, I'm sorry, but in this instance, Wolverine becomes the new Batman.
Does he, though?
No, he doesn't. He just kills Batman and carries on with his crime.
Yeah. All right.
So, that might engage the Justice League in that extent, because if Batman dies, I think Superman might come along and go, hang on.
Investigate, yeah.
This isn't right.
Ooh.
We better instigate Robin
Superman
as Batman.
Superman, stronger than Steel. Stronger than Adamantium?
Possibly, yeah.
So it's
not who would win in a fist fight. Who would be a better Batman?
Yeah, but I mean, if the Wolverine got the drop on Superman, is what I'm saying. Could he shank Superman?
If he had any kryptonite with him. But I think that's the only thing that...
Yeah, but I mean, Adamantium is strong as metal.
Yeah, but I think they used steel as like a... Like, titanium stronger than steel. If you made titanium bullets, could you shoot Superman?
Who knows?
I don't think you could. I think they used steel because at the time of creation, steel was the hardest substance. Yeah. And now it's not the hardest substance. But I think I think it was just used as a comparison. I don't think he's actually the same consistency as steel.
I know it's just a title, but what I mean is, obviously, at what level can Superman get hurt? Maybe he can get titanium shanked.
The only one way to find out. We've got to find Superman and shank him.
Yep. Stay there while I go through these various metals. Copper? No. Bronze? No. Iron? Ooh, no.
Steel? No, that doesn't work.
Aluminum? Since he's American.
Nope.
Diamond. Maybe.
Maybe.
Diamond knife?
Maybe. You see?
Yeah.
Diamond edge steel. That would really fuck him up, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know.
But what about sharpness? Does sharpness come into effect with... Anyway, we're not talking about Superman. I'm getting
distracted. Yeah, I was going to say. This is...
Right, well, also on a distracted note. Pelodophobia.
Pelodophobia.
Yeah.
Is that
that's the fear of becoming bald or bald people.
So that's what Superman's got, a fear of bald people.
Yeah.
Pelodophobia.
Yeah.
I like it. Excellent.
I remember saying that right. It's spelled P-E-L-A-D-O phobia.
Yeah, I go with that.
All right, anyway.
Pelodophobia?
I
don't know.
Ooh. Anyway, yeah.
So.
Stop getting sidetracked.
Wolverine, not so much. What about Steel Skin Guy? I'm going to say that because I've forgotten what
Colossus.
Is that his
Colossus?
Name? I don't know.
I'm going to go with Colossus.
The guy that they got in for the Deadpool movies because they couldn't afford to buy real X-Men.
That was a Colossus.
Yeah.
But I don't... Because I'm sure in the X-Men films...
He could turn it on and off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas the one that's in the Deadpool films, he's riveted. I mean, literally, he's got rivets in his skin.
Yeah, yeah.
It always threw me off. Surely that wasn't a mutation, more of a manufacturing.
Yeah, yeah. That's why. Never mind. But yeah.
He's
just a guy covered in steel, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, like I say, he's basically a big hard bloke, like Bane, who was a big hard bloke.
Yeah,
Batman figured it out.
Yeah, Batman could beat him. I'm not saying he couldn't in this instance, but
I think Batman has the fatal flaw, right? He goes against a guy once. If he survives, he comes back and beats him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That can be understandable. It's just if he survives is the issue.
Yeah, and Batman can take a punch.
Yeah, and
it's whether or not Colossus would then, you know, finish him off.
Deadpool Colossus was Russian, but he was a very good bloke.
Yeah.
Like a very sort of...
But we were assuming that he's being a bad guy. He's being a villain.
Yeah, so smash him. Yeah. But yeah, no, I think Colossus wouldn't trigger Justice League, because I think it'd just be... There'd be a fight and Batman would be smart enough to withdraw. I think you'd see a metal man.
Yeah.
Try and fight him, realise he's overpowered, move away, and then come back later on with new gizmos.
Well, we've got another... candidate, but I think this is already established Batverse wise.
Okay.
And that's Iceman.
All right.
Mr. Freeze. Isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And Batman's like got over it.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
The same with Pyro against Firebug.
Yep.
Yep. So I'm going to throw out a wild card.
Okay.
Shadowcat.
Shadowcat is basically the same as the Nightcrawler in that respect. I think they'd do a good.
So would it take bat science to figure it out, or would Batman just assume she's a ghost and she runs off through walls?
It would take bat science to figure it out, but I think he would figure out a material that was too dense for her to walk through or something in some way, shape or form, and trick her into a cage. I think she would do some good crimes, and I think she'd do, you know, I think she'd survive in Gotham quite well, but I think that he would be able to catch her, I think, but it wouldn't trigger the Justice League.
See, I think Storm
would trigger the Justice League. That's probably my next point was going to be one of the ones that would definitely trigger the Justice League almost immediately would be Storm, because she'd come in with virtually the powers of a god.
Yeah.
because she was uber powerful, wasn't she?
She was.
And yeah, and then they'd go, oh, we need all hands on deck for this one.
Yep, yep. And I think the same for Rogue. I think if there's no other mutants, Rogue is a nuisance Batman might be able to get his hands on.
Yeah, if there's no other mutants and she hasn't stolen the powers like she had in
base Rogue.
Yeah, like, yeah, just turned Rogue.
Yeah.
All she's doing is stealing life essence and memories.
Yeah.
So she is...
Like I said, unless she gets hold of Batman and drains him dry first time round, Batman doesn't know what's going on, but he's only got his cowl, his jawbone exposed.
Yeah.
So maybe she seduces Batman?
Maybe. Poison Ivy.
A right old pimp slap.
Yeah.
To the ground, Batman, and hold it there.
Oh. My brain just had images of him walking along and then her just sitting on his face.
Oh.
Knocking it to the ground and going, this is how you die.
What's worse, because when she does get older, someone, they become immobilized. He's just going to take it.
He's going to sit there. I hate that.
Oh, Rogue could be vicious. I like that's her point of attack. First time she meets the Batman.
The first thing she thinks of, I'm going to cunt slap him to the face.
That's the worst use of cunt slapping I've ever heard.
That's the first one I've ever used.
I think we should end it there before it gets too bad.
Yeah, so
I'm repulsed by you.
That's fine.
Usually that's my job.
I think I win this round.
Yeah, 2K. Right, so Rogue cunt slaps Batman.
So she might trigger the Justice League in the respect of someone coming to investigate.
Yeah,
I suppose.
But what if they get cunt slapped? Could she cunt slap Superman?
Could she cunt? But is Superman's powers transferable?
Yeah,
because could she cunt slap Superman and gain his powers?
Yeah, it is, because now usually it takes a lightning strike or some daft like that. Because it happened in Smallville, Superman's holding someone, gets struck by lightning. He's okay, but that person's now got his superpowers. And he doesn't know it's usually for a day.
Okay.
It happened in Smallville to some guy.
All right, so they stole his powers off him.
Yeah, I'm sure it's happened like previously and not before.
Okay, so she could take Superman's powers.
Yeah, because he's not immune to magic.
And Aquaman could lose his powers
because,
of the sea.
To be fair,
the Martian guy could lose his powers of reading minds or whatever it is he does.
Well, so I mean, to be fair, we've already established the Rogue, if she just held on to Xavier for a bit, is the most powerful mutant because she'll tell all the mutants to just give her her powers.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you got older Superman, I think it's kind of the same thing, it's a domino effect.
Yeah.
Because it takes the whole JLA to take out Superman, and she's already Batman and Superman.
Yeah.
It's a shame it's not the other way around, because imagine Batman doing the CSI on Superman's body. It's got vaginal fluid all over his face.
Yeah. Maybe Robin does that on both of them. Robin's like, she struck again. She's telling him she's got Superman. Alfred, what are we to do? Wear a better mask.
Alfred? Alfred, no! Because she knows where the Batcave is.
Oh, yeah, she does.
She's got all and Superman's powers. Super console.
Oh, I hate the idea that she lands awkwardly and just dug and knocks you to the ground.
Oh, yeah, does the Superman Returns power landing with gun slapping people? Fuck. Oh, I'm not happy with this subject.
Yeah, so this is
this has taken a turn.
It's taken a really bad turn.
Not happy with it.
You should be. You brought it up. I'm just thinking about the costume she'd have to wear. Like a crotchless costume.
Surely, right, it's just like a Wonder Woman skirt with a bat cowl and a super cape.
Because they're always wearing tights as well, just crotchless tights underneath.
Just stockings. They don't have to be a crotchless bit of a
Well,
tie.
No, because it makes it gross.
What would a villainous name be? The Flapper.
The Flapper. Yeah, sure.
Oh, God. Oh. You imagine the title Superman cunted to death.
Yeah. If you'll be all over the newspaper
but
all
but puns as well, you know what newspapers are like. This can't continue.
Ah, but like that as a pun. That's a really good one.
That's not a good one.
Yeah, it is. That's brilliant. But yeah, so
no one expects the cunt slam.
I was trying to get one in there with the you've been tangoed. Oh.
She's leaving a tango stain behind her, mate. There's something wrong.
Oh dear.
Ah.
But yeah, so Rogue's the worst.
Yep, Rogue is the worst. Oh, this could be one of a different X-Man, because this is The Beast.
The Beast.
Yeah, again.
Just a bloke, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a bit beasty.
But I get the Beast, I reckon, would give Batman a more of a run for his money than some of the others.
Yeah.
Not in terms of, like, physically one-on-one, because he's quite a hard beast, but that's fair enough. But I'm on about elongating his crime spree.
Yeah.
Because he's wicked smart, apparently. Yeah. So, yeah, so I reckon it would be, it wouldn't be a single episode capture the Beast. It would be a whole series to capture the Beast, because he would be, Batman would go, aha, I've caught you, and you're like, oh no, it's a robot version of the Beast, the real one's gone somewhere else, and aha, I've caught you, oh, it's a clone, or something like that, you know.
I do strangely like the title of that, Batman and the Beast.
Batman and the Beast.
I don't know why.
And in it, the Beast has got like a robot candle and a robot clock, and they do all the serving for him.
Yeah.
And they fall in love.
Yeah, too right.
Can you feel... That's the wrong film.
It is.
Your love tonight. I'm doubling down. I'm going for it. That's the Lion King, isn't it?
You're
going
to end up getting cunt slapped.
I'm going to find the most vile woman that I know and get her to use that as a
pickup line. I want to give you a right good cunt slapping.
Yeah, exactly. It'd be amazing.
Right. Sorry, I've got to pull back in.
So,
right. What other X-Men have we got?
What other X-Men?
Cyclops. Beaten by a mirror.
Beaten by sunglasses.
Yeah. Sorry, I just imagine the fight. Batman's got his like just a casual smirk on, and just flips down a set of shades as he meets eye to eye against Cyclops,
and it blows his head off.
Because that's how it would work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? Cyclops might be the only defense against
the Dark
Rogue.
What? Oh.
Because she gun slaps him and knocks his glasses off, boom!
Yeah.
She takes a full eye beam to the face.
Not
to the face. She might.
Well, it depends how far forward she is, I guess.
But yeah.
Is she dropping just the tip?
I use the face as an expression. I didn't mean it actually physically.
You use the face as an expression.
I use to the face as the expression rather than as a literal.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I think he might survive. Assuming she's before Superman, because I'm assuming Superman's immune to his powers. Superman's immune to everything, isn't he, these days?
I don't know, because I'm sure when he fights like against another Kryptonian and he gets laser-eyed, it hurts.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's basically the same thing.
Yeah, it could be, yeah. But yeah, so...
Because, for example, when Superman's gone against like a robot or something, he's hit with like a lamppost, he does bleed if he's hit hard enough.
I'm going to have to take your word for that, because I tend to avoid...
See, I'm going back for a different series of Superman here. I'm going for the New Adventures of...
Okay.
The Adventures of Lewis and Clark or something like that, whatever that one is.
The Adventures of Lewis and Clark. Lewis and Clark are different. Lewis and Clark were explorers, and that's nothing to do with...
Lewis. That's what I said.
You said
Lewis.
No, you said Lewis twice.
I'll take your word for it. But you're always telling me I said something different. You definitely said leather.
I definitely said leather. Yeah, that's what I said.
Wait. No, I said it wrong. Damn it.
But yeah, so where were we?
I've no idea. I got lost in the cunt slapping account.
Yeah. What are the Superman? Cyclops. That's what we were.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Cyclops might survive.
Might
the
survive
the
cunt slapping.
He won't survive Batman and his Ray-Bans.
Yeah. So Batman and yeah. So.
Because the way I picture Batman is literally dropping down a set of shades. He's not got him on to start with. Gives the camera a quick smirk and then. Kind of thing.
Ah, that'd be the worst.
Right, cheesy,
as well.
And then Cyclops is just owned by a small reflection of Ray-Bans.
Yeah, and what would be worse is you'd almost see it from Cyclops' perspective, like over his shoulder. You'd see the beam going past you. You'd see the word Ray-Ban in here, and you'd watch the reflection of him getting exploded in the Ray-Bans themselves. You wouldn't actually see it. It'd be a full-on advert for the sunglasses rather than what's actually going on.
And Superman just takes out a cigarette, flicks it into the wind, and just walks away.
Yeah, it'd be like that moment in Blade 3 where they're getting in the car to go off and fight the big vampire and.
Yeah,
and it's like all of a sudden, for some unknown reason, she whips out an iPod and an Apple Mac, and he goes, "Oh, she loves to make a playlist on her Apple Mac, and then transfer it to her iPod for when she hunts."
Yeah.
Oh wow, you clearly paid a lot of money to get that one in there, didn't you? Other computers are available. Other sunglasses are available too, but we're being sponsored by Ray-Ban. We're not. I wish we were.
But you do know, because Batman will put his own name on it, be Ray-Ban's.
Yeah, it would, wouldn't it? Oh, I hate them. bat bands or something.
You'd just throw a bat in there somewhere. It would change the whole name. Ray Bat Bands, I think, is all it'll be. Or Bat Ray Bat.
I hate it.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway.
Other mutants. Other mutants. Are there any? I don't know.
What other mutants are there in Xavier's school that we haven't been through?
Okay, so we should have written some of this down.
We did. We wrote loads of it down.
No, I'm breaking the illusion. We didn't write nothing. We've done no research.
Stop breaking the illusion, man.
I think people know we've done no research. The amount of tweets we're going to get saying, this isn't what happens. There has been a crossover or something deaf like that.
Yeah, I would be surprised. Yeah. So.
Right.
I just, the worst one's going to be, really? Cunt slap?
Oh, God, I hate that term. It's tweeted and tattooed on me.
I'm going to have a tattoo on you when you're asleep.
Anyway. You know when you've been cunt slapped. Anyway.
Move on.
I'm trying.
Right. Other X-Men.
I think we've gone through most of the main X-Men that are the popular ones.
Yeah.
So, do you want to move on to the Brotherhood?
Try the Brotherhood.
All right. So, I referenced Pyro earlier because he started as X-Men.
Yeah. He went from one to the other, didn't he? So, yeah.
Okay. So, I'm going to ignore Magneto.
Yeah.
I think Magneto, A, too clever, too powerful.
Yeah, I think Magneto would immediately trigger the Justice League.
Purely because he would bring down the Justice League.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's...
Or just open the airlock.
Also, he's always fighting for mutant rights, and there aren't that many mutants. So, I think...
So, yeah. I'm going to throw out Multiple Man.
Multiple Man.
Yeah.
Okay.
As a Bat-Villain.
As a Bat-Villain.
Yep.
Going to trigger the Justice League, isn't he?
I don't know. It depends how smart he is. Because Multiple Man multiplies when he's hit.
Yeah.
So... I think depends how stupid Batman is. Batman flies into a bat rate.
And we're going to have one of those Agent Smith situations.
Yeah. That's where the Justice League goes, oh, Batman, then in that case, they're trying to take out Batman to stop him punching and batteranging multiple men.
Right. Yeah.
So I don't know who wins or loses in that situation.
Multiple Man, I think, is probably the antithesis to anything because he is almost unstoppable.
Almost. But yet, at the same time, stoppable.
Infinitely stoppable. You can stop at least
if
one of them.
If you get the right one as well, they all fall dead.
What are the odds of you getting the right one, though? What are the odds of the first
Batman will come out with some kind of bat algorithm on his bat computer and figure it out.
Well, I'd have a secret... If I was Multiple Man, I'd have a secret lair guarded by Multiple Man.
Yeah.
Right? And I would be in the secret lair guarded by the Multiple Man.
What I would do is I'd have
and then I'd send
layers.
Out other Multiple Men to do my crime for me.
Yeah. I'd have several secret layers, though.
Yeah. And Nightcrawler was a friend teleported between the three, so he never stationary.
Yeah,
there you go, teamwork.
Yep,
but no.
The JLA's involved.
I think the JLA will get involved anyway.
Superman will just go X-ray vision all over Gotham. Oh, there's his lair. Fly in, punch him.
What if your thing is actually in Metropolis though? What if you're real clever? You're hiding Superman? No, you're hiding the Fortress of Solitude.
I thought for a moment you was like still doing your crime in Gotham. You're like commuting from Metropolis to Gotham.
I was, yeah.
Crime.
Yeah, definitely.
Wait,
all my
crime. You hoping there's like a jurisdiction thing? Batman goes, oh, damn it, he's left Gotham.
Yeah.
He's out of my jurisdiction.
Exactly.
Superman's like, oh, Batman, you can't have him over here. He's done nothing here.
He's committed no crime. If anything...
We don't have an extradition treaty with Gotham.
If anything, he's set up a dog shelter, a homeless shelter.
Yeah, be a really good bloke in Metropolis. Use Superman as a personal bodyguard.
There you go. So right. What I'm saying here is Multiple Man maybe not so much, but me, I'd make a brilliant Batman villain.
No, because A, you would miss the train home.
I've never missed a train.
You've missed loads of them.
I've missed hundreds.
Right. And then C, that's right, I skipped B.
Okay.
Or two, except for what I went with first.
I think A.
I can't go with it. Right. And C, right, you'd do a crime so small Batman wouldn't get involved.
I'd steal a Kit Kat.
Yeah. You've got the very corruptible Gotham PD after you, which really isn't an issue.
Because there's no extradition with Metropolis.
I mean, they wouldn't care. He stole a Kit Kat or so did I.
I stole three.
Yeah, if anything, the Gotham PD coming after you would just be a learning experience for thieves, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So, other mutants then.
Mystique.
I think you're onto a winner with Mystique with that one because she's everybody.
She is. I think
and nobody.
Bat science wins, though. So, Batman's... We've meets our criteria of Batman can have a good Batman villain.
Yeah.
Because Batman will make some kind of a fucking pheromone sensor, so he's stiffing her out like Logan.
Okay, yeah.
Instead of, like, seeing her.
Yeah, yeah.
And, but Yeah, obviously, it'll take a while for him to figure out that it's a shape changer anyway, because obviously that's new.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, fits the criteria then. Yeah,
yeah. So Mystique, I think, might be our winner.
Mystique, Shadowcat, and Nightcrawler are the three that have gone through as actual non-triggering the Justice League winners so far.
Yeah.
Because they have powers that can be defeated by Batman, but at the same time, powers that would take Batman a while to figure out.
Yeah, so I think they're the winners. Anybody else? Who else is on the Sabretooth?
Sabretooth.
I think we've basically got another Wolverine, essentially, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Because they're virtually the same, aren't they?
Yeah.
They have a similar mutation, don't they? Super healing and weird Wolverine things. With
animal powers.
Yeah, got claws out of his fingers.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think the same thing. It would do a good fight for Batman, but Batman will eventually overcome it.
Possibly, yeah.
Because, like I say, Batman beat Bane, who's big fucking behemoth.
Yeah, but Bane takes an injury.
He walks it off. He just juices up more. I mean, it took Superman in disguise as Batman to beat Bane properly.
Why was he in disguise as Batman?
Because Bane really wanted to fight Batman. Right. So he lured a trap for Batman.
Okay.
But Batman was unavailable after his previous fight with Bane. Right. So Superman dressed up as Batman.
Yeah.
Just to humiliate Bane as he took him down.
Yeah.
To make Bane look fucking shit for all his goons and stuff like that. He was like, right. He would be like proud that Bane had beat Batman once already, kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
So Bane goes up, punches Batman. Obviously, Batman doesn't even flinch because Superman.
Yeah.
And then obviously Superman, dressed as Batman, beats the shit out of Bane.
Yeah.
That's all it was.
All right.
It was an anti-Bane publicity stunt.
Okay. Sort of a more successful version of the story of Troy, where the guy puts on Achilles' armor and goes and gets killed by Hector.
Yeah.
He did it the other way around.
Yeah.
He got killed by Hector first, and then they sent out Achilles afterwards.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah.
Is it the right way around?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, all good. Yeah,
makes sense.
I don't know where we were at. Oh, yeah. So basically, that's why I think Batman could have the Wolverine. I think he could.
I don't think he could.
If he just bowl as Wolverine, what's Wolverine going to do about it?
Cut it open.
No, because what if he's like proper bound? Can't get to him. He's only got so much wrist movement.
Now, I've seen things where he cuts stuff randomly and stabs himself because it cuts a thing and things like that.
Yeah, but he's got to get to him. So if like bowled shoulder to elbow, for example.
Yeah, but when do you ever stand like that? You never stand like that.
I'm going to put the mic down and show you a Wolverine move.
Right. Okay.
At that point, bowled. Right, so those who are listening, obviously, I have to describe what I just did.
Go on, then.
I'm going to try and do, basically try and describe Wolverine's basic knife out squat thing that he does, where he kind of bends his knees and just flicks his elbows out whilst he's flicking out his knives down at like a 45 degree angle.
Yeah.
At which point he gets bowled by Superman, shoulders to rest.
Yeah, it's not Batman's first move, though, is it?
The Batman's always got a first move. What, Batman takes him by surprise?
No, but that's not his usual first move, is it?
He bowls loads of folk. He ties them up all the time.
Yeah, but not as his first move.
Sometimes that's his only move. When he's like dangling on a gargoyle.
Against henchmen and stuff like that. But against the Joker or the Penguin, or when does he ever bowl them immediately upon sight?
I don't know. If I was Batman, I would.
Yeah, I'm not saying if you're Batman. I'm saying if Batman's Batman.
If he's
fighting the boss of the crime cartel or the leader of the crime...
I've used up all my bowlers.
That's what it is. He's used them all up.
I only got about a rank left. I only bought five and there's so many henchmen. Must have gone on a Hickman drive. Where do they keep finding these people? Gotham's a peace-loving town.
Welcome
to the community from Metropolis. I've told Superman. Superman won't do nothing. They're good people in Metropolis.
I like the idea that he's going to go into like send a diplomat over to Superman, just like Batman.
It's going
to
be Alfred, though, isn't it?
So Batman requests that you extradite these criminals.
You can tell him, Alfred. Yeah. Yes, sir. I don't think he was really listening. Damn it! Hate that guy. People come to Metropolis, I'll get him. I've got enough bowlers.
So yeah, so
Fred, reward Rogue, see if we could slap him.
You had to bring Rogue back, didn't
you? I had to. I can't get it out of my head. Right.
So yeah.
So what have we learned?
We have
we've learned too much about Rogue.
We've learned the phrase "cunt slap."
See, I can imagine using the phrase "cunt slap" before, but not really getting the imagery that comes with it.
Yeah.
The fact that we've also got now a bat cunt slap and a super cunt slap.
It's just the super one that gets me.
Just out of the sky. Just boom.
I got images of the head hitting, and then hitting the floor and disintegrating.
I'm not happy about any of these things.
No, neither am I particularly.
Well, you enjoyed listening to this concert. I'm done.
I think he's broken.
So well, who is the best?
Mystique, Shadowcat, and Nightcrawler, I think.
All right, so if you're going to be a mutant X-Men turned villain in Gotham, be one of those three. Don't be Rogue.
No one should ever be Rogue.
Don't cunt slap people. Be
Jubilee.
Oh, Jubilee! I forgot all about Jubilee.
She'd be a terrible Batman. Of course, because you do. Make fireworks.
I don't know. Cause I'm assuming Batman is like bats and don't like bright light.
Maybe. He's just throwing a bright light at him, gets annoyed.
Well, God, I can't see nothing. Alfred, help.
Sir, use your Ray-Bans.
I can't burn up with Cyclops. I can only afford one pair. Bruce Wayne's a billionaire, not Batman.
Anyway, we'll see you next time, I think.
Yeah, I think that's probably it. Yeah.
So, thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening, and if you'd like to follow us on Twitter, we are at Triadic Ent. We are also on Facebook, and you can find us on Patreon under the name Triadic Entertainment. If you like our content, feel free to subscribe. Every penny helps. There are some great rewards available, and we would much appreciate it. Thank you very much for listening, and good night.
If you wish to follow us through the Lost Mines of Phandelva and through the whole Dungeons & Dragons quest, Dungeon Delvers is being released from the Monday, the 19th of November, and every week thereafter. We hope that you enjoy it, and we hope you found it as funny to listen to as we found to make it. See you then. Bye-bye.